So today class will be given by His Grace Hemang Nimai Prabhuji on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, 8th chapter, 42 verse onwards. Let me give a brief introduction of Prabhuji. Prabhuji completed B.Tech, Time Bhakti in American Gemmological Institute for 3 years before joining full-time in Ujjain 5 years ago. And also Prabhuji preaching in IIT, BHU and NIT Allahabad, IIT Allahabad and other colleges as well. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you present on the call?
Yes, Mataji, I am present.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Dhanavach Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on this topic, Srimad Bhagavatam. I will hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
So, Hare Krishna, Prabhuji and Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances and divine your lotus feet. All glory to Sri Rupa, all glory to Sri Gurudev, all glory to the humble devotees. So, thank you for giving this opportunity. Well, actually, and the class is supposed to give by His Grace Krishna Chandra Prabhu, but due to some issues, he just said me, if you can give, then. So,
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, your voice is fluctuating.
Okay. So, yeah, so can you all hear me?
We can hear you, Prabhuji, but it is like, I don't know, there's something in...
Okay, so maybe it's the communication problem to go.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, are you using headphones? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Are you using headphones, Prabhuji? Because it's like your voice is fluctuating. We cannot even, you know.
Okay, I'm using the headphone now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Srimad Bhagavatam. Fourth canto, 8th chapter, and verse number 42. So we will start with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. After that, we will read the verse and the translation purport, and then some discussion on that.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Your voice is again not so much clearly audible. So can I connect you again?
Okay, Mataji, it's okay.
Maybe
no problem.
Maybe it will work.
Okay, Mataji.
Yeah, Hare Bol Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you are in the conference call.
Okay.
Hare Krishna. It's okay, Prabhuji. Means like it's again fluctuating, but it is not that bad.
Actually, I cannot hear you, Prabhuji.
Yeah, it's fine, Prabhuji.
Your voice is also fluctuating, actually.
Maybe Vardhana Mataji, can you please try to connect Prabhuji? Maybe there is some there would be some problem in my network or something.
Yes, Mataji, I can do that.
Okay, so we'll start with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva, and then we will go to the verse, and then proper translation and proper. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tattata Gaccha Bhadram Te Yamunayastakam Suchi Punyam Dhuvanam Yatra Sanidham Nityadhare. So the translation prepared by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki translation. My dear boy, I therefore wish all good fortune for you. You should go to the bank of Yamuna, where there is a virtuous forest named Madhuvan, and there be purified. Just by going there, one draws near to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who always lives there. But both Narad Muni and Suniti, the mother of Dhruva Maharaj, advised Dhruva Maharaj to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now Narad Muni is especially giving him directions how this worship of the Supreme Person can very quickly fructify. He recommends that Dhruva Maharaj go to the bank of the Yamuna, where there is a forest of the name Madhuvan, and begin his meditation and worship there. Places of pilgrimage yield a special advantage for a devotee in quickly advancing his spiritual life. Lord Krishna lives everywhere, but still, it is very easy to approach him in holy places of pilgrimage, because these places are invited by great sages. Lord Sri Krishna says that he lives wherever his devotees are chanting the glories of his transcendental activities. There are many places of pilgrimage in India, and especially prominent are Badri Narayan, Dwarka, Rameshwar and Jagannath Puri. These sacred places are called the four dhams. Dham refer to a place where one can immediately contact the Supreme Lord. Go to Badri Narayan, one has to pass through Haridwar, on the path of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, there are other holy places of pilgrimage, such as Prayag, Allahabad and Mathura, and the topmost of them all is Vrindavan. Unless one is very advanced in his spiritual life, it is recommended that he live in such holy places and execute devotional service there. But an advanced devotee like Narad Muni, who is engaged in teaching work, can serve the Supreme Lord anywhere. Sometimes he even goes to the hellish planets. Hellish conditions do not affect Narad Muni because he is engaged in greatly responsible activities in his devotional service. According to the statement of Narad Muni, Madhuvan, which is still existing in Vrindavan area, in the district of Mathura, is the most sacred place. Many saintly persons still live there and engage in devotional service of the Lord. There are 12 forests in the area of Vrindavan. The Madhuvan is one of them. Pilgrims from all parts of India assemble together and visit all 12 of these forests. There are 5 forests on the eastern banks of Yamuna. Bhadravan, Bidhuvan, Lohuvan, Khandirvan and Mahavan. On the eastern side of the bank there are 7. Madhuvan, Talvan, Kumudvan, Bhavlavan, Kamyavan, Khadirvan and Vrindavan. In those 12 forests, there are different ghats on bathing places. They are listed as follows: Avimut, Adhirur, Guhya Tirth, Prayag Tirth, Kankhal, Sindhu Tirth, Surya Tirth, Varswami, Dhruvaghat. Dhruvaghat, where there are many nice trees and fruits and flowers. It's famous because Dhruv Maharaj meditated and underwent severe penances and austerities there in an elevated spot. Rishitirth, Mokshitirth, Buddhitirth, Gokarna, Krishna Ganga, Vaikunth, Asikund, Sattu Samudrik Koop, Akrutirth, where Krishna and Balaram were going to Mathura in the chariot driven by Akura. All of them took bath in the ghat. Yagik Vipasthan, Kubja Koop, Rangasthal, Panchasthal, Malyuddhasthan, and Dashashwamedh. Om Jnanate Ramasya Jnananjana Shalaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manodishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhute Svayam Rupa Agdamaniyam Dhati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Tapadamala Shri Guru Nagaishvamsha Shri Rupam Sarajata Sahana Raguna Ramitam Tam Sajivam Savadhitam Savadhutam Prajana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagna Lalita Shri Shakantamcha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhute Shri Mate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurpani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vashtate Deshu Dharine He Krishna Karuna Bindu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Upesha Gupika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Jadha Vrindavaneshri Vishwanu Sati Devi Pranamani Hari Priye Panchakalpata Rupasya Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So the blessings of all the devotees who are presenting hearing this Bhagavatam class. So we'll start this some discussion on this subject matter. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 8, entitled Dhruv Maharaj Leaves Home for the Forest, and verse number 42. So, lecture, if you read the previous chapters, that story of Daksha Prajapati and Lord Shiva and Sati is there, and all of a sudden, a story of Dhruv Maharaj came in the picture. So, why it happens? Because of Maitreya explained to Vidura. Maitreya is saying to Vidura about the descendants of Swayambhu Manu. So, in that he just started, and that he said, like, Swayambhu Manu have two sons. One is Uttanupad and another is Priyavrata. And Uttanupad have two twins, Suniti and Suruchi. So, generally, having one wife, it is okay. But when two wives are there, so it is too difficult to satisfy both of them. And only Krishna can do that actually, and no one else. Because Krishna can satisfy all the 16,100 queens at the same time. This is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Uttanupad having these two queens, one is Suniti and Suruchi. So what is the meaning? Shastra said, what is the meaning of Suruchi and Suniti? Is very interesting. Huh? So meaning of Suruchi, the name indicates actually that Ruchi means one who follows his own mind or who follows his own desires, whatever the thoughts came. And so if someone follows that, it is Suruchi. He is working according to the Ruchi. And Suniti, so what is the meaning of Suniti? Suniti means one who lives his life, his or her life with Niti. There is one Shastra written by written by our Niti Shastra. We heard about that Chanakya. Chanakya Pandit wrote that Niti Shastra. In that, all the Nitis are there. All the laws and that principles and this all are there. So this is the meaning of Suniti and Suruchi. So Suniti actually is the mother of Dhruva Maharaj, and Suruchi is the mother of Utta. What is the name? What is the name of the son? That Uttanupad having two sons. One is from Suniti and another is from Suruchi.
Uttama.
Yeah, Uttama. And Uttama and from Suniti it is the son is Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva. So what happened? Well, actually, when two wives are there, so it's too difficult to maintain. So the focus of the husband will be on only one. Yeah. So only on one. So this time what happened? Uttanupat have affection or attachment for Suruchi, not Suniti. So he just discarded the Suniti, and just because he also having a son, Dhruva, so because of affection towards the child, he is just taking care of that. Otherwise, he is not meeting and all with the Suniti. So he is completely in control with Suruchi. So what happened once in the assembly of King Uttanupat, just Uttam, the son from Suruchi, is sitting on the lap of his father, Uttanupat. And just by seeing that, Dhruva also have a desire to sit on the lap of his father. So he just wanted to sit. But all of a sudden what happened, Suruchi came in the picture and he just drove him from the place. And she's using actually the harsh words actually. She said like, if you want to sit on the lap of your father, you have to take birth from my womb. So in this way, he chastised actually to Dhruva. And in that way, what happened, Dhruva just somehow or other, he will be actually, he is in angry mood actually. So he just immediately left the place. So in that way, Dhruva Maharaj saying that if we develop this anger, then immediately we have to left that place. Wherever you are now, you have to leave the place. Simple as that. Because in anger, it's very difficult to manage yourself actually. So that's why whenever anger comes now, just leave the place immediately. Without a fraction of a second. Because if you are there now, then you are like, you cannot control yourself. So that's why. So, of course, Suruchi having an ego actually, that she is bigger actually, and because of she is very dear to the king, so his son Uttama, he should be the future king. Her mind actually. So it's the ego. So it's a problem for each and every individual living entity in the universe. Ego. So how this ego will be gone? This ego will be gone by ego only. If you separate the E and go, so if you are treating everyone equally, then that ego will go. Simple as that. The problem is we are not treating everyone equally. That is the main cause of the ego. See, when we are treating everyone equally, then there is no conception of big and small. Happiness and misery, there are no conception like that. So that's why if you're treating everyone equally, then this ego definitely goes. But it's too difficult. Because we are always in the bodily platform. So we think that we are this body. And not seeing the actuality of individuals. What is that? We are Atma. We are that soul, which is part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the harsh words by Suniti, it's very difficult to digest for Dhruva. So he immediately left, and so in the way when Dhruva going back to the home. So in that way, in the meantime, what happened? Some people who were present in the assembly, those who heard, he immediately left, and he also spoke to Suniti that what happened in the assembly of King Tanupad. So now Suniti have to face the Dhruva now, angry Dhruva actually. So when the Dhruva goes to his mother, what happened? So he just sit in the lap of his mother, and he just crying and crying and crying, and nothing else. Just cry. And the Suniti knows each and everything. So and she knows, like, by using the harsh word of Surichi, this all happened. So that's why 99% of our problem started due to the harsh word, actually. See, if you are right or wrong, that comes later. But the voice is very important. The tone is very important. If you are not taking care of your tone, then when you are saying the right, it will the effect of the thing will be wrong. It's a matter of just your voice, how you are presenting, the way of doing. It is very important, actually. So just after hearing this all, that Suniti just started to instruct Dhruva, actually. And such a wonderful mother she is. She is not like keeping him in ignorance that, yeah, you can one day. He is not pacifying in a bad way, actually. He is speaking the absolute truth, actually. She said, yes, if you want to sit on the lap of your father, you have to take birth from the womb of Suruchi, your stepmother. And in this way, Suniti is trying to pacify the angry Dhruva, actually. It's just crying, nothing else. So what happened then, just by pacifying, and after that, Suniti is told to the Dhruva that, yes, whatever your stepmother is saying is right, actually. It is factual, actually, that you have to take birth. But another way is, if you want to sit or want anything, you just go to Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it is a type of training, actually. It is a type of training, strong training. If it is there, then only the child will be treated. This is a presentation of mother, like, in which way she should be, like, treated to her child, whoever, like, whatever the situation comes. So how to treat the child, it is very important. It's by the love and care. It's the only principle. Even if you see, in a Viscount history, Prabhupada created this movement, the Sankirtan, and what keeps an individual to motivate and to be in the ISKCON, it is that love and care, actually. That love and care, actually, it is to see, even what happened, if you are using some harsh words, and you immediately beg forgiveness, so in that way, what happened? Of course, you've done something, you use the harsh word, still if you pacify, he will be like, Okay, Prabhu Mataji. So it will go in this way. So Prabhupada also, the foundation of our ISKCON movement is actually on basis of love and care, actually. You know, Prabhupada cooks himself for the disciples. And ISKCON bullets is famous for it. Prabhupada cooks ISKCON bullets and gave one to each and everything. In that way, that love and care, it comes under care. So what is the need of the disciples, Prabhupada, and accordingly Prabhupada gave the instruction, accordingly Prabhupada speak whatever, like. So generally what happens, so Suniti just told the Dhruva that you have to go to the forest and you have to perform austerities and all. So yeah, it is absolutely truth. It is not like Suniti is hiding something. No, she is saying the absolute truth, actually. Yes, if you want to attain Supreme Personality of Godhead, or if you want anything, like you want to sit on the lap of your father, So this is the way you can do that. So by hearing this, Dhruva just left the place. He left the home and just on the way to forest. And what happened? Narada Muni came in the picture. So when the Narada Muni came, so what happened? Narada Muni actually is the greatest teacher. Narada Muni just came in the picture and want to test the determination of Dhruva. The story of Dhruva is very prominent, or we can say very lovingly in the devotee community. Why? Because of the determination. We're having a desire. We all having a desire to read Prabhupada books, to perform devotional service nicely and all. But we only have the desire. So similarly, Dhruva also having a desire, but he converted it into practice, in the practical. And how? By the association of Narada Muni, actually. So Narada Muni just came in the picture and asked, so you are a child, and he knows each and everything, so he just asked to Dhruva, see, what happened, why you are going to forest at all? So Dhruva told him each and everything. So Narada Muni is also presenting philosophy there. He is saying that you are a child. So for a child, actually, what is the to understand this? We have to understand the six levels of human refinement. There are six levels of human refinement. One is from object we move to place, people. From people we move to places. From places we move to events. From events we move to lessons, and from lessons we move to principles. So we will see how we are going like this. This is six steps actually, six levels. So, if any child is there, so what is the first duty of the child? Whatever he gets, he just check it once with his mouth. Is it edible or not? Simple, as simple as that, nothing else. And he is attached to the toys actually. He thinks everything is, whatever comes, it's edible and all. So he just, even if you gave him anything like iPhone or whatever, he just check it with the mouth. So similarly, if you are seeing now, we are also attached actually in this way. The thing is, in the child, we are having the choice of low cost. But now the cost is increased. But the same thing is going on. The toys, we are also playing with the toys. We are attached to that phones, the devices and all. Nothing is actually. We can understand it very easily. We are just grown up, but still we are actually a child. Who is just attached to the toys. And we are also attached to the toys. But the price changed. Nothing changed. Price changed. Thing is. So this is the mentality of child. So child is up to the object only. He sees every object or everything as a edible and nothing else. So the second level of human refinement is we have to lift ourselves from objects to the people. So what happened in the people? So we are having people syndrome. What we are doing? We are thinking that my mother, my father, my family, my wife, my husband, in this, my child. This is the people oriented. So from object, we just move to the people, nothing else, nothing happened. Still we are attached like this. So we are relating ourselves actually now. This is going on. So people oriented. So after people, the third level is places. Places means... we are identifying ourselves by the places. I am an Indian. Somebody is American. Somebody is from UK. So in this way, we are identifying ourselves with the places. So this is going on. So very famous joke in that in India, what happened, that there is too much cutting of electricity there. So once the child is born in the maternity ward, maternity room, and immediately asked to the doctor, why there is no light at all? So the doctor said, it's because of load shedding. And the child said, my God, I have been born in India. This way we are identifying ourselves by the places actually. So the places is the third level of human defense. Then the fourth came in the picture, it's events. Events take place in our life, so many. Like we graduate from university, somebody is engineer, somebody is doctor, somebody is doing something else, in this so events, some events. Sometimes after marriage there are so many events, like once what happened, one wife it's always happened in the relationship of husband and wife. So once what happened, there is fight between husband and wife. So what happened? Husband called to the home of his wife, and there his mother-in-law picked up the phone, and as the mother-in-law knows that he was like the person is the husband of her daughter, so he just immediately said Priya is dead for you. The name of her daughter is Priya. So he said, Priya is dead for you. The husband called 8 times actually. 8 times. And always the mother-in-law said, Priya is dead for you. Priya is dead for you. Priya is dead for you. So on the 9th time, what happened? Mother-in-law asked, so many times I said you, Priya is dead for you. Still you are calling. So the husband said, you are saying that Priya is dead for me. It seems to be very pleasurable to me. So that's why I keep calling you and hearing about this. This is the events. Some events happen. But if events are only, if we are not deriving the lessons from that event, then we are not going up. We are just on the events. When lessons are developed, so many events happened in our life. So we are doing so many mistakes. And if we are not deriving some lessons, then these events are like repeating. But if we are deriving some lessons, then from that event we learn some lessons and it will be not going to be repeated and all. So lessons are very important. Similarly, in this case also, so this is the lesson is the fifth level of human defense. And the last and the biggest is the principles. From these lessons, we have to live the life of principles actually. So in that way, actually, Narad Muni is telling about the principles actually. Not this objects from objects to people to places to events to lessons to principles. When we are leading our life from principles, if we are principle-based, then we can survive in this material world actually. Otherwise, it's too difficult. Perform devotional service unless we are principle oriented. So that's the very important thing also. So these are the six levels of human finesse. So principles. So Narad Muni taught principles to Dhruva Maharaj by just question answering session will go on, and Narad Muni asked to Dhruva Maharaj and like, why you are doing like this. So was explained like what happened, and so in that way Narad Muni, by checking the determination, and when he confirms yes, he is the right or suitable candidate to perform devotional service, then he just told him what to do. So and in this, especially in this verse, what happened, like it is written by Prabhupada that both the mother of Dhruva Maharaj and Narad Muni, both are saying the same thing. It's not like they are saying differently. They are saying same thing. And Dhruva just go and perform the austerities there. And in this way, what happened? Later you will know, like do attend the Supreme Personality of Godhead in six months only. Huh? So when we are talking about the attachments, actually, so we can see, like, so sometimes question is asked, like, we are presenting the stories from Shastras only, and Shastras are like that happened so previously. So nowadays, what happens? Any updated story, any updated example, yes, we have example of Prabhupada. Prabhupada is not attached to anything, actually. Even he is not attached to his family life. That's why what happened once, he asked to the wife, that if you do not leave the tea, I will leave you. And it happened. Prabhupada left the place, and Prabhupada goes to the Vrindavan, and at the age of 70, he went and all know the history, and now what is this song? So in this chapter, actually, that verse number 34 is also very important. That is written there that four things are there. So dharma, artha, kam, and moksha. So it is actually a step by step process. So once, unless dharma is there, you cannot move to artha and to kam and then moksha. Now it is what happens. People just remove the first dharma and they are just following the three, artha, kam, and moksha. Without dharma, there is no artha, kam, and moksha. That is important. Like Prabhupada lived the life according to dharma. What happens? Everything comes. Artha, moksha, each and everything. Similarly, in the story of Dhru Maharaj also. Because Dhru Maharaj is following the dharma, that's why what happened? Everything came in a letter. He has a separate about actually. Dhru Loka. And so we can understand the example of Dhru Maharaj and also from the example of Prabhupada. So, so that's why we have to live our life according to dharma. So we can see, like, and this history is also famous in the devotee community because we are performing devotional service and we are thinking about our families and all. See, I am performing my devotional service, so maybe possibly I can go to the Vaikuntha or the Gol Vrindavan. But what about my family members? So, by reading this story of Dhru Maharaj, we can, it is a guarantee there that, see, before Dhru Maharaj, his mother goes to the, in the, that, in the Vahana, to the abode of, in the Vaikuntha actually. He just asked when the time of, that Vishnu came, and he asked, what about my mother? So they said, see the upside, what happened? Your mother is already there, already. So in this way, you can understand, like, it's not like if you are performing devotional service, only you will be benefited. So even in the story of Prabhupada Maharaj, you can see, it is written that once becomes a pure devotee, his 10th previous generation, his 10th next generation, and his present generation, this all 24 generations will go to the Vaikuntha. So recently, the Indira Ekadashi, previously, just like 4 days ago, the Indira Ekadashi is there. In that Ekadashi, the story is very, very famous actually. What happened is, this Ekadashi is special for our previous family members, for those who are in the different species, different planets, like, so it is, the story is like, once what happened, Narad Muni is just going here and there, and so he was just in the Yamloka, he was in the Yamloka. And what happened, the king of Indrasen, who is the king of city Mahishmati, so his father is in the Yamloka actually at the time. And he just saw that Narad Muni is here. So he just told Narad Muni that, please told my son that I am here due to not following Ekadashi. one of the Kadish in Bhopalo, that's why I'm here. So please told him that if he is fasting for this Indra Ekadashi, he will. So I can go back to him, back to Godhead. So Narad Muni just came there and just having words with Indrasen, the king Indrasen, and so he told Narad Muni told to Indrasen that your father is suffering there in the Yamloka actually. He was in the Yamloka, and if you are following the Ekadashi, then your father will go again back to Godhead. So in that way, Indrasena performed that Ekadashi, and on the day of Dwadashi, when he break the fast, what happened? He is seeing that from Yamloka, his father is going to Vaikuntha. So in that way, so this is very important. Like it's not only like we are performing devotional service, so the credit goes only to you. It's for the your family members also. That's why it is very important. We cannot think in this way like by performing devotional service only we are getting benefited. And what to speak about the preachers? So they are not just only taking care of their spiritual life, but to the so many devotees' life also they are taking care. So Narad Muni is the greatest preacher actually. We have to learn the art of preaching from him. And our movement, preaching movement, it's not like we are not like we are not like Bhajanandi who has just do his own bhajan. Gosanandi, we have to preach also. We have to perform our devotional service, and after that we have to work hard for the people in general actually. This is our movement actually, teaching movement. And in this way we can see, so these are the examples, these shastras, the stories are there, so many stories are there. And every story, if you have tremendous faith in that, we can also be like them. Of course, we are not up to the level, but if you are sincere enough, you can do. And of course, in this way, we are having parampara system, and mercy automatically flows actually. When we are following the dharma actually, what is our dharma? Dharma is to perform devotional service actually. That is the real dharma actually. Because what is the meaning of real dharma? Our real identity. What is our real identity? Our real identity is we are not this body, we are the soul. And we have to perform the dharma of soul, not to the body. That is incoming. So ultimately, it's my request to each and every one of you that we have to determine like Guru Maharaj. We are having so many desires. We are having so many thoughts. We want to do this. We want to do this. We want to do it. We want to read Prabhupada books. But we only have desires. Sometimes we started, and what happened? And in some time, what happened? Just enthusiasm for some time, it will, and after everything goes, everything will be like this. But unless it is a very important story actually. Now, so you can see what happened. Dhruv Maharaj having a determination, but unless he have that sadhu sangha, that association of the devotee like Narad Muni, definitely he will be like situation is also like individuals also. But because he is in the association, therefore it is a first recommendation for each and every devotee. We have to somehow or other we have to be in the association of devotee. And if you are having the faith, without devotee association, I can not do anything. Then only you can survive in this universe and you can perform this. Sometimes what happens is too difficult to get the association. So in this situation, what we have to do? We have to make a devotee association. In what is the preaching actually? What happened when I just started the organization? Then what happened? There is no devotee community. Devotees are actually I alone, and up to like nine and a half hours I have to be in the office. So due to the lack of association, what happened? We have to associate with this the materialistic people. So in that way,
And so what to do now? Somehow that we have to create association. So just whenever I get the time, I just call and just try to preach. Simple as that. And in that way only I can say, and now I'm joined temple. So I can say definitely it's because of that only. Because of that association I will be in the movement actually. And if you are having the tremendous faith, then only you are understanding the mood actually, the mood of devotee actually. So it is very important actually. Having the position of devotee, reading the books, chanting the holy names of the Lord, taking the darshan of Lord and that form of deity and taking the prasad, so A, B, C, D. It is simple, as simple as that. And yes, of course, it also happens sometimes like when we are in the association of devotees. What happened? When we are in that association of devotees, so when we are with the devotees, what happened? Some goods and bads are came in the picture. So in that way, what happened? We see some devotees like what he is doing. He's supposed to do this, but he is doing like this. So that's why that time we have took Prabhupada actually. Because Prabhupada is pure devotee. Maybe we are in the process, of course. We are also in the process. But Prabhupada, so in this way, what happens is so many devotees are leaving ISKCON. Like so many brahmacharis are just joined and after some time, what happened, they left the ashram and just go in the grihastha ashram. So first we have to understand what is the meaning of ashram. What is the meaning of ashram? And do the ashram. What is the meaning of ashram? Come and do the work. This is the definition of ashram, actually. See, either brahmachari or grihastha, it comes in the picture later, actually. First thing is ashram. Unless you are understanding the meaning of ashram, how can you say, I am a brahmachari or I am a grihastha? What is the meaning of ashram? Ashram itself means that one has to work hard, just let's going on. That life is not just for meant for going on. It's for going on. As Guru Gopal said, so one has to grow from this, from the level of objects to place to people, from the people to the places, from the places to the events, from the events to the lessons, and when we drive the lessons, we just go to the principles, and as the principle driven, then only we will be survive. Otherwise, it's not at all possible. Because Dhruva Maharaj is on the principles actually. That's in that way he will be he become that great devotee of God. Even Prabhupada is principle oriented. It's not the details. Sometimes what happens, we are seeing the details, and what happens, we are just in the details only. We have to go to the principles. So principle, when we are principle oriented, then the details details change. Details may change from different places, different. So there are three things like places and what is that? anyway, so yeah. So that's why that. And that may change, that these things may change. But principle is universal actually. Principles, we have to be principles or that that values given. Values should be there. Now it is what happened because of dharma, because of not having the values, people are degraded. And that is the main reason of this Kali Yuga. The degradation. Everything is degraded actually. Unless we are in the association, so we have to do simple ABCD devotional service, and in that way we can go back to God. So with that I will stop here, and now the session will open for question answer. We will take some question answers and then we will finish the class. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you very much for your assistance, Dandat Pranam. Prabhuji, I have one question, it's not related to this today's class. But,
your voice is actually not audible to me.
Dandat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you very much for your association. Prabhuji, today's question is not related to today's class, but because of these all Gujarati sannyasis are taken sannyas and parents are coming in a media, and so that so many Matajis newcomer are calling us that it's difficult for us. They are our family member are asking question. So why the media is make it a big issue? Can you please help us, Dandat Pranam? Hare Krishna Prabhuji, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Prabhuji, thank you very much for your today's class, Dandat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. Prabhuji, today's question is not related to Sisi Bhagavatam class. In media nowadays, the Brahmacharis parents are against of ISKCON and they are coming in a court and police station, and the newcomer Matajis are asking us that it's given a trouble to our family. So that, Prabhuji, why media is making a big issue and why it's happened? How can we face out this situation?
So because of that, because of your voice is actually clear to me, but what I understand is you're saying like that ISKCON news, that we will come in the picture. Is it about that or
yes,
something else like?
Yes,
that the Brahmacharis are leaving, and that is the thing.
The thing is not Brahmacharis are leaving. The point is the parents are against to our ISKCON Brahmacharis, and this is absolutely wrong, Prabhuji. So that the newcomer Matajis are asking question why it happened. It's effect to their family member and not devotee. So they also like your ISKCON Vaishnava like that. But we knew the clear picture. How can we explain them? That is my question.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So for that now, Mataji, what happened actually because of the news, what happened? It's like it's not to, like preaching. It's like and preaching actually. So what happened due to the news, and why this happened actually, it's because of immaturity of some devotees only. See in general what happened, if any of the devotees or any of the family members suffering from anything, what happened, the whole family is to suffer. So now what happened, due to the immaturity of some devotees, whole ISKCON is suffering actually now. So it's not like only pure places the people are asking like this, but here also so many people are asking like I just go inside and talking to boys. So they are saying you are from that ISKCON which is in the picture, who is making Brahmacharis and they left their homes and their mother and father is like they are not taking care of their mother and father like that. So what happened, there are actually five cases actually in the media nowadays. So in that, four are from the Akshay Patra group actually, Akshay Patra, and one is of ISKCON Delhi actually. So in that, what happened actually, so this is the situation now. So how to justify their statements? How can we specify them that it's not like we are doing like this, we are not doing like this. So you can simply ask the very genuine question. You can ask, see, what happened now, this media, actually, what is the job of media? Media's job is to present the news. No, they are not checking actually it is correct or not. It is correct or not. That is not their business. That is your business. You have to apply your minds. You have to apply your intelligence. So in that way you can say that, see what happened now. Have you heard about ISKCON anything? Have you came to ISKCON anytime? Have you are meeting some devotees, some brahmacharis of ISKCON? Have you meeting some grahastas from the ISKCON? Without knowing about anything, how can you make any decision actually? Very important. What happened? Just by hearing. Yeah, hearing is very important. That's why what happened just when we hear the gospel now, what happened? Relationships break. So you have to present some ideas like this, that what happened? When you are not checking the source, then you will be misguided. Simple. So see, what is the purpose of news? You can easily talk with them this way. What is the purpose of news? What is the purpose of media? They just want to present the news, not checking the source, not checking the it is true or not. Similarly, whenever you can present an idea like, say somebody gave you the 500 rupees note, so it's not it's your duty that it will be that 500 rupee note or dollar. It is verified or not? It is fake or original? How can you justify? According to that, who created that? Simple as that. Who created means like in India, that RBI, Reserve Bank of India, he will be taking care of that funds and all. So in that way, you can answer them. So so it's very important. See, that's why I said the training point. Training is very important. Unless our devotees are trained in such a way that they will present ISKCON. And the principles of Prabhupada. What happened at the time of Prabhupada also some anti-preaching is going on. But Prabhupada said, that time it's not like that. It's different. So that time Prabhupada said, see, anti-preaching is also like a preaching. In this way, at least some people know about ISKCON. Even like that movie came in the... people are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, like that. So Prabhupada said, okay, in this way, at least whole world is chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is the attitude, actually. So it's not like if the news came in the media, in the public, so we do not have to be like demotivated like this. This will happen. And we have to understand why it happens, because of the image. So it's like an event. From event, we have to learn the lesson. So in this way, it will not be repeated in the future. And from that lessons, we have to live our life up to the principles. We have to present the principles. What happened now? Even in the Brahmachari, what happened? So many cases are there, like they are not taking care of their mother and father. So it's because of immaturity. It's due to the lack of training, actually. If nowadays what happened, there are so many places where the local temples is giving the training that, not only the training, but also they make the system like, if anybody is joining the ISKCON movement, so they have to take permission or the blessing from their parents also. It's not, so you have to present that idea, like, see, we have this system. It's not like anybody is coming and joining this way. And most important is practically, demonstration will be important. So if somebody, some cases are there, like somebody is asking from you, you can just present some practical example, some devotee's life. See, he's from this ground, he's like, and he came to Krishna consciousness. His mother and father are also happy. It's not like they are opposing him. So it's a matter of personal choice. It's a matter of personal choice. And in that way, you can say, see, if you are saying that the child, because that mother and father take care of the child from child to that young, and after that it is the duty of the that child or that son, he will take care of mother and father. This is the system. So what happened now? Sometimes we are, because we are attached, so that's why we are giving name of responsibility, actually. Because we are attached, and the attachment, we are giving the name as a responsibility. See, it is written in the Shastra, when one accepts the path of devotional service, his all responsibility is only one. course, it's written in Shastra that one, if one takes the birth, then he is responsible for each and every, so many things. Like you have to take care of his father and mother. And also, he is actually he is supposed to do something for the society and all, something for this, something for that. But ultimately, it's a personal choice actually. Even Krishna is doing the free will. And how can you say that we have to do this? See, it may be your opinion. Maybe you are thinking like that I should, like, he's supposed to be in the. So sometimes what happens, some person asked to, one of the brahmachari, who was in the Air Force, he asked, why you left your job? You are there you are like serving the nation actually, by protecting borders and all in this way. So he said, nowadays actually you cannot say the war will be from there. It will be from outside, from the inside. So you can say, like, in this world, everyone is required actually. Like father, mother, that security person, that that peace, air force, that military person, everyone actually. So similarly, in this world, sadhus are also required. Why are you not understanding the point? It is very important, like, see, the soldier is protecting the border from outside, and these devotees actually, they are protecting culture from inside actually. That is very important. And of course, we have to present the philosophy. See, what happened now, we are thinking that philosophy does not work. But what happened, you know, by explaining to one, if you are speaking philosophy in front of so many people, what happened? Maybe one person due to envious nature is understanding, but another guy, he can understand. Similarly, what happened with me also, like when I go in the IIT, so I am just talking to the boss, so I go in the one room, and in room two people are there, two students are there. So just when I said I am from ISKCON, so I said like the news coming from ISKCON from that organization here, I said yes. So he asked so many questions. And the other guy, he's just, he does not know much, but he just like, some news is going on. And but when I'm presenting logic now, what happens, the guy who is asking me, he's not convinced. Because he just, see, we cannot do, if one closes ears, what happens, you cannot say anything. When you are saying something, he cannot understand, because he's not listening. What happened, in order to give the answer, what happened? Someone else will be benefited. And what happened, you know, I do not credit myself. Like, and after, when I coming back to the ashrama, what happened? He immediately wrote me a WhatsApp message that, yeah, you are coming to my room, and I am very impressed with your ideas and all, your thoughts and all. So I want to attend your program. So in this way. So never think that it do not work. See, if we are having the tremendous faith on Prabhupada, and definitely you just go ahead. Prabhupada will take care of it and everything. That is our parampara. And we have to know that our parampara is very powerful actually. See, we individually have nothing, but our parampara having everything. And if you think, if you are in this situation, like sometimes you cannot answer the questions, then what you have to do? You just have to remember the Prabhupada at the time. When you remember the Prabhupada with the sincerity, Prabhupada will guide you. I can say, Prabhupada can guide you.
Yes, so, Prabhuji. Dandvat Pranam. Thank you very much for your guidance. And after that, my family, tomorrow I am going to India, Mumbai, and then after Sitam Gundam, they said, ISKCON family is brainwashed. Then I write down such a big answer, and my daughter said, what's the difference between them and you? Why you are given explanation to them? But Prabhuji, somebody is point out to my Srila Prabhupada or my Gurudev, I cannot keep my mouth, so that I explain that our ISKCON is not brainwashing, but it is cleaning the all the dirt from our heart, kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, matsya. And I explained Cheto Darpana, everything, whatever, it's coming from Shastras. It's hurting that our family member are talking like this. I explained about Prabhuji. He is a senior brahmachari of, I don't know, from Delhi. He also explained some small video. I explained that also. But you are right, Prabhuji. We have to pray our Guru Parampara and Srila Prabhupada. Dandat Pranam Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev Ji.
If anybody has any questions, please go ahead. If nobody has any question, we'll end the session here. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your very enlightening class today, and we are very grateful to you, and we look forward for your association again in future. If nobody have any question, we can end this call here.
So